You see, just so that you understand, this command says, honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say, obey your mother and your father. The same Bible has talked about obeying God. But it, for your parents, it's not obeying. It is honoring them. But then you go to the book of Ephesians, talking about children. Children are clear, given clear instructions. Children, obey your father and your mother. So the word obey is in the scriptures. But obedience is a requirement of children, not adults. When your child becomes an adult, they must continue honoring you, but they don't have to obey you. And if they do wrong in obedience to you, God will hold them, not the parents, themselves accountable. Isn't that why the children of Israel, anybody who was above 20, saw the greatness of God who helped them to cross the Red Sea, when they did not agree to enter into Canaan, all of them, anybody 20 years and above, died in the desert. But anybody below 20 are said to be obeying their parents. So their parents would die, but they can't die. Can you imagine someone who was 19 years, 11 months, and 29 days, just one day short of 20? He will not die because the parents were held accountable. He was refusing to go in obedience to the parents. But the people had reaching fighting age, adults, even if the parents refused to go, like we don't know whether Caleb's parents were alive. If Caleb and Joshua's parents were alive and refused to go, but Caleb and Joshua agreed they can go, then the parents died. The children don't have to die. So it will be important to understand this honor of father and mother does not mean obeying them as adults. Oh, sometimes they say, I'll curse you. But the scriptures are clear. A curse that's not justifiably pronounced cannot affect you at all. It doesn't matter whether what your parents say will happen to you. It will not happen to you when you are living in worship of God. So the critical thing is, you must honor them, you must respect them, but you must not worship them.